After 5 hours of talks in Washington yesterday, the leaders of the G20 nations issued a 10-page joint declaration on the economic crisis. They pledged to work together to restore global growth and achieve needed reforms in the world's financial system. President Bush called it a productive summit meeting. NPR's John Idsty has more.
The leaders represented 19 countries and the European Union, presidents and prime ministers from China and India, South Africa and South Korea, as well as the leaders of the traditional economic powers who belong to the G7. In fact, the most significant thing about this meeting may be that in the midst of a global economic crisis, this broad group of countries was invited to have a voice in the solution, a sentiment echoed by French President Nicolas Sarkozy in remarks after the summit.
Monsieur Parmentier, rendez-vous historique.
That is why I say that this is a historic event. I mean, you as observers so often have said, why can't they agree, why don't they agree? Not only in this case has Europe, have European states agreed, but the entire world has agreed to be in step with one another, in sync, and respond in a coordinated fashion to the economic and financial crisis.
In their joint declaration, the leaders agreed that global institutions like the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank should be reformed to reflect changes in the world economy and give a greater voice to emerging market countries. That would include developing economic powers like China and India. Despite the powerful symbolism of expanded membership in the global decision-making club, yesterday's meeting did not bring any immediate solutions. That's a fact President Bush reiterated in his post-summit remarks made in the cavernous hall of the National Building Museum.
A meeting is not going to solve the world's problems. A meeting will help begin a process so that we can say over time that that we will have a regulatory structure in place that'll make this less likely to happen in the future.
The hope is that that regulatory structure will emerge during a continuing series of meetings by this group. The leaders directed their finance ministers to meet together and with experts to come up with some recommendations. The summit's joint declaration did offer some broad outlines, such as strengthening rules on how companies value their assets and moving toward global accounting standards. There were more concrete proposals as well. The leaders endorsed the idea of a college of supervisors, essentially regulators from individual countries, who would come together periodically to coordinate the oversight of large international financial institutions. The leaders also said that by the end of March, they want the IMF and a sister watchdog group to begin to conduct early warning exercises to identify financial threats. Of course, the level of regulation continues to be a matter of disagreement among countries. Prior to the summit, French President Sarkozy called for a new era of regulation. In response, President Bush, in a speech 2 days before the summit, warned that regulation is not a cure-all and can stifle growth. Mr. Bush returned to that theme in remarks after the meeting.
Whatever reforms are recommended, we need to be guided by this simple fact, that the best way to solve our problems and solve the people's problems is for there to be economic growth. And the surest path to that growth is free market capitalism.
On the issue of stimulating growth, the leaders said more needs to be done to support it, but did not agree on coordinated steps. The G20 nations will meet again next spring on April 30th. Then, of course, President Bush's successor, Barack Obama, will be the leader representing the United States. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.